AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the House, before leaving town for Memorial Day, Republicans couldn't find the votes to dismiss a war powers resolution on Iran that would compel the president to withdraw. Congressman Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat.
Are we not voting on it because the American people are sick and tired of this illegal war that is costing tens of billions of dollars? Gas prices are through the roof. People can't afford their groceries. Is that why you're pulling it?
In the Senate.
Is it possible on May 21st, 2026, the Republicans finally found an ethical bridge too far?
Democrat Dick Durbin, as Republicans departed without voting on a bill to fund immigration enforcement agencies amid resistance to the inclusion of a nearly $1.8 billion settlement fund to compensate Trump allies. Republican Senator Tom Tillis among those objecting.
These people don't deserve restitution. Many of them deserve to be in prison. Some of them deserve the pardon because they were over-prosecuted. But this is, this is just stupid on stilts.
And Sagar Magani has news of something else not happening.
President Trump has scrapped plans to sign an executive order on artificial intelligence hours before an expected White House ceremony.
I postponed it.
Because he didn't like what he saw in the order's text and worried it could dull America's edge on AI technology.
You know, we're leading China, we're leading everybody, and I don't want to do anything that's going to get in the way of that lead.
The president seen AI as a way to boost the economy, but Republican allies are divided over whether to embrace the AI industry or side with voters skeptical of the technology. Vice President Vance said this week the administration wants to promote innovation while also addressing cybersecurity threats and data privacy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AAA puts the average for gasoline at $4.56 per gallon. This is AP News. In New Mexico, investigators are trying to identify the substance linked to the mysterious deaths of three people. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Audio from dispatchers reveal how a dangerous situation unfolded when first responders were called to a home for a possible overdose.
Be advised, looks like we have three patients at this time. Two of them may not be breathing.
More than a dozen first responders began coughing, vomiting, and experiencing dizziness. As more units were called in, one responded.
Breathing apparatus requested at this time.
24/7 dispatch.
27.
All personnel for fire is on scene. We do not have the apparatus at this time. We are doing CPR.
Sound courtesy Broadcastify. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.